get a little time for all those who are able to go to the college training. Not this past week, but the week before that, about 300 saints got together up at Oak Glen for a rich feast with the Lord. So maybe all those who were able to attend could stand up. Amen. And we can tell everybody, we can tell everybody what was the subject of the college training.
How many from L.A. were there?
Total from L.A.?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't forget. Over 50.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
From all the homes.
Yeah. All right. What was the title? A New Heart and a New Spirit.
Amen.
And we could all give you the theme verse together. We have to memorize some verses so we can give you the theme verse. Ezekiel 36:26.
I will also give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you.
Amen.
I will take away the heart of stone out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh.
Amen.
So we really had a good time enjoying our new spirit, and especially our new heart.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times we learn about our spirit. We need to use our spirit to contact the Lord.
Amen.
But actually, our heart is the gateway. So if our heart is not there, forget about it. So we spent a lot of time opening our heart to the Lord, and the Lord working on our heart, that our heart would be the good ground so that we could use our new heart and our new spirit to receive the Lord. So I'd like to give everybody else a chance to share something that they enjoyed. And amen. And speak very loudly so everybody can hear. And give us your name.
So since he gave us a new heart, that means that we have it. touch me because I know that I'm going into college and I'm learning. I know in college there's a lot of worldly things. And like the professors try to like change your mind and change like the way you view things. And I know that going into college training is gonna keep my heart towards the Lord.
Yeah.
That seed wants to
without seeing the tongue was created. It was something that I didn't even thought I would experience so much. Like, so I thought that was really nice. And of course, I got to play more with my season saints. So.
Psalm chapter 42, 1 and 2.
Summer School of Truth. when we talk to the Lord at hard times, it will be much sweeter. I have an experience from it. So I was studying for a test in fifth grade, a vocab test. So what I was supposed to do, I was supposed to study, and then my mom will test me. And if I was able to pass, then I'll be able to play, let's say, video games. So anyway, so I first studied, and then I got tested. Then I got put back because I wasn't ready and I didn't study hard enough. So after my third try, I asked the Lord to help me, and then I got tested again, and I was able to pass.
Amen. I enjoyed Philippians 4:6-7. And nothing be anxious. Amen. In everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So I experienced this. So in SSOT, we had a message called Tell Him. In this message, the brother said that we can tell the Lord anything we want,
Amen.
Even what we hate. So we can tell him that we love him.
Amen.
We can thank him for what he has done for us.
Amen.
We can even call on him in times of stress. So I had an experience when I talked to the Lord when I was happy. So I went to a friend's house and I went swimming. And then after we went swimming, I talked to the Lord and thanked him for me going to my friend's house and for my friends. And then I felt at peace. I even cleaned up the stuff we played with. Thank you, Lord, for us being able to tell him.
I really enjoyed just the verse on the back of our book, Psalm 27:4, and just to really read it as a prayer to the Lord. The psalmist, you know, he's praying to the Lord just for one thing, right? And he wants to seek to dwell in the house of Jehovah,
Amen.
Right? Which is the church. And not just there for like a day or a morning on Lord's Day, right? He wants to be there all the days of his life.
Amen.
Right? And to behold the beauty of Jehovah,
Amen.
And to inquire in his temple.
Amen.
So, you know, as the serving us, we had like a task to contact the young people before Sermon Soul of Truth. And it really just caused me to go to the Lord, right, to see, like, is this verse my desire, right? Do I want to dwell in the house of Jehovah? Do I want to behold the beauty of Jehovah? And it really just recalibrated me to see, like, wow, we're in this place, right? We're in the place where Jehovah dwells,
Amen.
Right? And I want to be here all the days of my life.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, you three sit down, and then this group of sisters.
Way for us to open our hearts to him and to enjoy him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. us one of the verses. Which tell us the reference.
Ephesians 5:19. That the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another.
Amen.
Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Amen. Singing with grace in your hearts to God.
Amen.
One of the other verses included Galatians 6:2, bear one another. 1 Thessalonians 5:1, comfort one another.
Amen.
And then what we read, John 13:34, love one another.
Amen.
I really appreciate that the first message, the title was, how are you? You know, it matters to God concerning our well-being, and it should matter to the members of the church of each other's well-being.
Amen.
Not just our spirit, but our body and soul, our whole being. I just really enjoy being able to spend time with the young people.
Amen.
I just like met them and got to hang out with them, so that's been really enjoyable.
Amen.
Amen. From the first message, I really enjoy the definition of the church. The church in Greek means ekklesia, which means the gathering of the called. So the church is not just some building that we meet in once a week, but rather it's the gathering of the called ones, all the saints.
Amen.
What should our focus be in the church? Well, of course, it is Christ, but I also enjoy that our focus should be one another.
Amen.
In Galatians 6:2, it says, bear one another's burden.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians 5:1 says, therefore, comfort one another.
Amen.
John 13:34 says, love one another.
Amen.
After the message, we really had a time to practice. We split up into little groups of serving ones at White Meat, where we really got to fellowship with one another and share our burdens with one another.
Amen.
So one of the questions we asked each other was, what do you hope to get out of the SSOT? And we concluded that we would learn to enjoy the Lord more, and that we would spend more time with each other.
Amen.
Amen. And we really got to pray for one another that time. And I just realized that being in church life, it's not an individual matter, but it is a corporate race.
Amen.
To pray for one another and to run with each other.
Amen.
This is how we build up the church.
Amen.
I enjoy how we have a spirit to contact God and how we can talk to Him about anything.
Amen.
We can talk to Him about all the good things that we have in our life, but we can also talk to Him about the problems that we have.
Amen.
But no matter our situation, we just need to come and talk to the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoy that portion, one another. When we need to bear each other's burdens,
we
cover one another. Amen. And we really need a companion to go on with the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start over here. Go this way.
Thank you. that we have given 10 years fully to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
I just really enjoyed this phrase, one another.
Amen.
After finishing college in Riverside, I left all the people I know for years and come to Hall 2. I just had this fear of unknown. This unknown of like, who are these people?
Yeah.
How am I going to blend in here?
Yeah.
But yeah, this one another. In the church life, when everybody's for one another, I feel like we just feel home.
Amen.
That's where we are. It's home.
Amen.
It's good to be home.
Amen.
The brother brought out on Friday is that the church is for us. We have to realize that the church is for us, for the young people, and we have to make the decision that we are for the church.
Amen.
And just like Minnie shared, I enjoyed the group times because, you know, I've been gone for a little bit, and I just really enjoyed being with the young people. You know, I've been praying for the young people ever since I've been in the training, so it's really good to be back and to be with the young people, and
Amen.
It just felt like I never left.
Amen.
And just to really, you know, there's a lot of talk in the group times, but eventually you break through, and there's a genuineness between all of us.
Amen.
I feel like all of us, you know, we're all struggling in different ways, but the common factor is that, you know, the world around us, everything is against us for us to enjoy the Lord. You know, the young people with the school, their friends, social media, everything is against for our enjoyment of the Lord. So we really have to fight.
Amen.
So, you know, all of us just pray for one another that, you know, this summer school of truth, we would really learn to touch the Lord and enjoy the Lord, and He would be real and personal to us.
Amen.
And even after summer school truth, we have to fight for their enjoyment.
Right.
We have to fight for their going
Amen.
On. So really, I just, really saying, just continue to pray for us.
Amen.
You know, every day we're fighting for their
Amen.
Enjoyment. We're fighting Amen. For our enjoyment, and really continue to pray for us.
Amen.
There's one more thing. We're going to read a verse.
Spanish speaking, we're dismissed, but unless there's any announcement, what about the announcement for the corporate law fees next week?
Not next week.
Next week after.
2 weeks from today, August 5th, we will all have a love feast together.
Next week?
2 weeks from today, August 5th, love feast together.
So we're the myth.
Let's say hallelujah for the young people four times.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the young people.
Hallelujah.
The young people.
Hallelujah.
For the young people. Amen.
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 Hey, while we're here.
Can we all open up to Ephesians 6:10? I just want to read this scripture reading. It was real fresh.
Yeah. To me.
Very fresh. 6:10. Hallelujah. We're the corporate warrior, right?
Amen.
Amen. Finally,
be empowered in the Lord and in the might of his strength. Put on the whole armor of God. Just real quick, what we've read so far, we can see that the Christian life is really a warfare.
Right.
Actually, from the day that we got saved, we've been in a warfare.
Amen.
If you look back to the type of the church, which is the children of Israel in the Old Testament, as soon as after they took the Passover, that was their being saved out of Egypt, right? That's how they got saved. So they took the Passover, and then right after that, they're going out of Egypt,
right.
And Pharaoh sends his armies after them.
Right.
So they started off in warfare,
right.
And then right after that, when they got over to the other side, the Song of Moses, it says that Jehovah is a man of war.
Yeah.
So even God is a God of war.
Amen.
We really need to realize that it's a warfare in this Christian life. And then they fought through the wilderness. They fought into the good land. They even had to fight to have the kingdom life in the good land.
Amen.
So anyway, just wanted to lay that out there. We really are in a warfare.
Amen.
But it's good to see in these remaining verses how to fight this warfare.
Amen.
There's some very practical ways to experience Christ as our armor and even as our weapon to fight this warfare. So let's go on and we'll see what these are. They'll come out. Let's start on 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the firm foundation of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts of the evil one,
and receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God.
By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition
So I know that's a lot. We read a lot of verses. I'm not going to go in and explain everything, but hopefully it all comes out from the saints. A big burden, though, the brother said that six words encapsulates or basically is related to his burden. The first one is warfare. So we talked about that. The Christian life is a warfare. The second is that Christ is all of the, is the constituents or makes up all of these things of the armor. So the girdle, okay, girding up your loins with truth. That's living out, that's Christ being lived out by us,
amen. Right? Amen.
In our experience. Because Paul was, his life was conformed, or his life was, he was always living out Christ. He was able to withstand harsh conditions. Actually, he was writing this, you know where he was writing this book? He was writing this book in prison, okay? So this was somebody who could really face the warfare because he was living Christ. I won't go through everything, but having the shield of faith. This was actually one of the brothers' burdens, was this shield of faith. You know, the enemy has a lot of, when it talks about flaming darts of the evil one, the enemy has a lot of flaming darts. They're not little, they're not these little darts that we think about, like throwing at a dartboard. Actually, he's talking about arrows, right? Arrows for warfare that were wrapped up. They used to wrap them in a cloth, dip that cloth in some oil, and light it on fire. And then they would shoot that over into a city. And eventually, the more that they shot them, eventually they would catch something on fire and it would just wreak havoc in the city. And then he said, does that remind us of our morning time with the Lord? Isn't it a warfare sometimes just having a, trying to have a morning time with the Lord? We get just a little thought, little thought, little thought. Eventually, if we're not holding up the shield of faith, we can just, it can just wreak havoc, and we can just, you know, we can lose some enjoyment of our morning time. So Lord, cover us that our, he said that, you know, hopefully our shield is not like a quarter. We want our shield to even, to start to grow. He said that when he was younger, his shield was small. So some flaming darts had started to come in, but praise the Lord that he was helped. His shield started to grow, and we would pray that this shield would grow to even cover our entire being.
Amen.
Yes. To fight against the devil, to guard against these flaming darts.
Amen.
And the saints will bring out what these flaming darts are. Some are doubts and just thoughts that take us away from the Lord.
Amen.
And then I'll just touch this last word is prayer. Okay? He wanted us to remember these six words: warfare, Christ, will, the body, faith, and prayer. Oh Lord, there's so much to cover in this message.
Yeah.
There really is. I'll touch real quick the body. As we need to be in the body. If we're in the warfare, we need to be in the body. If we're in a, if you're in a battle in real life, if the army's over here and you're all the way over here trying to fight the battle, that's a very dangerous situation. You better get back with your people, and then you can really stand to fight. If you're outside, the enemy's going to pick you off real easy.
Yes.
Okay? So it's not an individual battle. It's really, we need to be with the body.
Amen.
I like what the brothers pulled out, Kevin and Sam, talking about we need one another. That's what the summer school of the truth is on, too. We need one another. And then I'll just touch this last thing, prayer. Because at the end, he's talking about all these different items of the armor, but then he talk, but then he says, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit and watching unto this. Actually, in another verse in Colossians 4:2, he also talks about watching unto this.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That means that prayer isn't just something that is an easy thing to do.
Right.
Prayer isn't just something that can happen, you know, when we think about it or, you know, once in a while if we have time. We really need to watch unto our prayer.
Amen.
Because there's a, I think someone brought out that in this age there's so many things that take away our ability to pray, take away our time to pray, and even take away our heart to pray.
Amen.
The brother was talking about certain things that we, maybe even just a news article.
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't really read the news that much, but, you know. YouTube videos. I'll watch those. You know, you watch one and then another one pops up. You want to watch that one, another one pops up. Eventually so much time got taken away.
Yeah.
And then my heart to pray just sunk.
Yeah.
right? Or even a conversation that we're having with somebody, with another brother. We could be having a conversation. Me and Dennis are talking about this and that, and then eventually we start talking about something else, and eventually afterwards, we let the conversation kind of go down a path, and then if the brother said, hey, brother, let's pray, I'd be like, ooh, okay, let's try. You know what I mean? You're going to lose our heart to pray, even from certain conversations that we have. So we really need to be watchful in our prayer.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So I just leave it up to the saints, Amen. To the body. Let's fight this warfare and practice to speak and Amen. Encourage one another.
Could we have someone at the piano for 1 minute each? Since we've already had some good prophesying from the college students and the young people.
Amen.
Young people are dismissed.
I'll wait till the young people leave. Praise the Lord for the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. This is what Brother Jeremy enjoyed from this week, so I'll read it as fast as I can. Anyway, but praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
I enjoyed this portion on day 5.
Amen.
We all need to have a full faith in God,
Amen.
In God's heart, in God's faithfulness,
Amen.
In God's ability, in God's word,
Amen.
In God's will, and in God's sovereignty.
Amen.
If we have such faith, Satan's flaming darts will not be able to damage us.
Amen.
This reminds me that towards the strong Christians, those who are the Lord's best soldiers, Satan cannot easily apply his temptation in the dark or his threats in the open. These believers are quite strong and tenacious in fighting against Satan. As a result, Satan unleashes his utterly evil, murderous nature and attacks with flaming darts, hoping that by so doing, he will put the believers to death and cripple them so much that they will not be able to rise again. However, we have the way to annihilate him.
Amen.
It is by God's faithfulness.
Amen.
It is a shield for quenching, not a pair of pliers for removing the flaming darts after they have already struck the body. We should place faith between us and the devil
Amen.
In the same way that we would place a shield between ourselves and the enemy in battle.
Amen.
If the enemy wants to hurt the holder of the shield, he first must pass through the shield.
Right.
If the shield is strong, the weapons of the enemies will not be able to come close to the body. In fighting with Satan, we have to take faith in God as our shield.
Amen.
When Satan's flaming darts comes close to the shield, they will be quenched by our faith and will not hurt us.
Amen.
Those who are holding this shield will detect the Satan's assault from every direction. If they trust in God as their protection and do not shake it one bit, the devil will not be able to carry out his scheme.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The first Roman numeral says, Ephesians 5 reveals that the church is the bride to satisfy the desire of Christ for his expression with his image. Yesterday we had a wedding, and I was so happy for the couple being married. And so the church, you know, is going to be the bride of Christ. But then in this Roman numeral goes on, it says Ephesians 6 reveals that the church as a new man is a corporate warrior
Amen.
Fighting for the battle,
Amen.
For God's interest on the earth and for his dominion.
Amen.
And all the things for the church as a warrior, it has all these aspects. And one of the first ones says, stand therefore having girded your loins with truth. I believe this is the loins. Is in the front of our body, and it says, having put on a breastplate of righteousness, which is also, you know, the front of our body. And then it says, we take up, then point E, it says, beside all these, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts of the evil one.
Yeah.
So the shield, you know, I think in the old days, the guy got a soldier had a shield in one hand and a sword in the other hand. And then finally, and then one more thing, it says, and receive the helmet of salvation.
Amen.
We also need a helmet.
Amen.
Because if an enemy's coming and he throws something at you, a spear, whatever, if you don't have a helmet, you get hit, you're that's it, you're gone. So, but one thing I got impressed with is that as a warrior, is we are fighting forward.
Amen.
You know, all the things like the breastplate and girding your loins is for fighting going forward.
Amen.
We don't run away. There's not, it doesn't say the breastplate, or it says like the back plate, the back part of your loins or your whatever. If you would, you'd just be running away. But no, with the church, we go forward.
Amen.
The breastplate in the front, the helmet of salvation. We go forward to fight and defeat God's enemies.
Amen.
So it says Ephesians 6:14, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Amen.
So when I was reading about the righteousness, it touched me very deep. When it says here in this in the morning in the Bible, when it says righteousness is to be right with both God and man.
Amen.
If we have just a little problem with either God or man, Satan will accuse us, and there will be a hole in our conscience, through which all our faith and boldness leak out.
Right.
So I was touching because thinking about not boldness, not faith. So what I can mention in the body of Christ. So, and I go more deep reading, and then he said the rational, the such rationalness, that was maybe more alleviating my problem. This such a rationalness is Christ.
Amen. Amen.
First Corinthians said, but of him you are in Christ,
amen,
in Christ Jesus,
amen,
who became wisdom to us.
Right.
Oh, and from God we have both righteousness,
yes,
and sanctification and
redemption.
Amen.
I enjoyed day one. It was actually the only day I was able to read anyway. But the verses are very enjoyable. Revelation 19:7-8. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
Amen.
And then 19:14, and the armies which are in heaven follow him on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. This is showing us two aspects of the church, right? One is the bride of Christ, and one is the warrior. One thing I've been enjoying, I've been seeing lately, is that this is a corporate thing. It's a corporate bride and a corporate warrior. So I want to read this one point here. It says, as a church, we are not only the bride, the dwelling place of God, the kingdom of God, the family of God, and the new man. We are also the bride and the warrior. As the bride, we must be beautiful without spots and wrinkles, and be clothed in fine linen. As the warrior, we must be equipped to fight against God's enemy.
Amen.
I really appreciated seeing in day six the aspect of the sword. And so out of all of the pieces of armor, the sword is the only one that you use to attack. And this sword, we use it to attack the outward enemy, but also the inward adversary. Right? And I don't know if I've ever seen that before, right? That, I mean, I know the self is a problem, but Brother Lee says, even more, we have to fight this inward adversary, right? Because our self is actually our greatest foe. And I just, I just appreciated like exposing ourself, right?
Yeah.
Like it's so hidden that like, oh, I don't need to fight myself, but you know, that's really our greatest adversary. And I appreciated the way to fight the self is with the word, and how Ephesians 6:17 relates. It's a CrossFit note with. So the sword is a CrossFit note with Hebrews 4:12, which says that this the word is able to pierce into the dividing of soul and spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for the sword of the spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for the sword of the spirit.
Amen.
God has a will, and his will never change.
Amen.
With respect to us, our will changes. Our happiness, our environment, always changing all the time. But God has a will.
Amen.
Our environment may change,
Amen,
but God never changes.
Amen.
To say that I was really touched by that.
Gird is what
listen. Gird your loins with truth.
Amen.
Truth here is really Christ being experienced in us.
Amen.
So without these two things, prayer is way, way out there. We think that we can achieve it, but in reality, it may be a distant future.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good morning, saints. Well, first of all, I give thanks to God, and I have to apologize to the church and to all the ushers for not being here, because I read my emails late. It's been a challenging week. But, oh, thank God. And how many of you have had this experience that the closer you get to God, the more challenges you have? Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
The closer you get to God, the more challenges you have.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it was one of those weeks. But thank God, even through all that, I got so ill. And the enemy wants to stop you from defeating, or being defeating God. And I said that wrong, I apologize. God wants us to put on that armor.
Amen.
Armor is like a Roman soldier going into battle. The breastplate, the shield, the sword, whatever it is. Our spear is the word of God.
Amen.
It gives us that protection against the enemy.
Amen.
And that's what God wants us to be, is to be able to defeat the enemy. And someone said, inwardly and outwardly.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for that armor.
Amen.
He gave me the spirit to come in this world, and I felt horrible right there. But you know what?
Amen.
It's all good.
Amen.
It's all good.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This message. Amen. My only revival book is totally different from you. I'm staying in the church in Pasadena.
Amen.
And then I live in China for 2 years, so I'm just here for the summertime.
Amen.
And praise the Lord for what the Lord is doing.
Amen.
At the church in LA.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My locality in China has 10,000 saints.
Wow.
So, but we have to meet because there's always governmental oppression in a certain area in China. So you see that an external warfare is there. But however, when we come to the Ephesians 6, chapter 6 here, it says receive the helmet of salvation.
Amen.
So it's not just the external warfare going on,
yeah.
But it's their adversary.
Amen.
There's an internal warfare within us. That way Satan attacks is the injecting the thoughts of like anxiety, attacking our mind, and then all the fears.
Yeah.
But then because we are the one body, right?
Yeah.
This whole armor can be only worn by corporate.
Amen.
Christ. So
Praise
the Lord. Amen. This is the helmet of salvation.
Amen.
God's salvation is to cover all these things.
Amen.
And then we can slay the enemy.
Amen.
And by the sword, Brother David Taylor used to say, sword is sword. Word of God. Amen. So that we can slay the enemy.
Amen.
And this is the ring of word.
Amen.
Colossians 4:2, persevere in prayer.
Amen.
Watching in it with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, we have to go against this current.
Amen.
And how do we do that? We have to get into our spirit. But with all the distractions we get, and every morning has been about every morning, especially this past week. But the Lord is so faithful.
Amen.
Because we just ask him, Lord, we have to pray to go against this current.
Amen.
We have to go against what our own self is. Our own self is the enemy.
Amen.
And we need to overcome it. How? With all this armor that he wants us to put on. By turning to him. By saying, Lord, in this prayer on day 6, Lord, oh Lord, I am desperate about this.
Amen.
I offer myself to you so that I may have a prayer life.
Amen.
Lord, keep me in the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
And if I forget this or neglect this, I know that you will not forget.
Amen.
Remind me, Lord, again and again about prayer.
Amen.
So my whole life should be prayer in spirit.
Amen.
The whole armor of God is for the entire body of Christ.
Amen.
As a corporate warrior, not for any individual member of the body.
Amen.
We must fight the spirit.
Hallelujah for the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the book of Ephesians.
Amen.
12 aspects of Christ, of the church in Ephesians, but the three main aspects are, number one, the new man.
Amen.
Hallelujah, he's called us to be part of the new man, his new creation.
Yeah.
Number two is the bride.
Amen.
God, Christ needs to be satisfied,
Amen.
So we're becoming his bride, being clothed, hallelujah, in white. Praise the Lord, to be his bride,
Amen.
But still, his enemy needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. For putting on the whole armor of
Amen.
God as the warrior to deal with his enemy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our lives are very, very important. Praise the Lord. So this whole week, I've been singing 1283. It says, fight, saints, for Jesus our Lord,
Amen.
Taking his life, stand in one accord. Never fear God's enemy. Tread on his head triumphantly. Pray that the daily church life be strong, with all the saints in spirit press on, fighting as the one new man, fulfilling our Lord's great plan. Glory, hallelujah. Anyway, I sang that every day. Hallelujah. It just came to me every day. We sang it in our group meeting. One sister says, we were singing it, and then she goes, we need to... We started stomping and marching.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the church.
Amen.
God has his people
Amen.
As the church to deal with his enemy.
Amen.
And satisfy his desire as a bride.
Amen.
The Lord for his body.
Amen.
We need to put the whole armor of God in the body.
Amen.
It's not very supposed individual believer, but it's for the body.
Amen.
Jesus,
Amen.
But he's able. The
Amen.
Verse says he's super, he can do super abundantly above that all that we can ask or think. There's a verse that says the Lord knows our hair, right? Our hair, but you know what? In this message, he gave Psalms 139:17. Said the Lord is thinking about us like the sand.
Yeah.
That's a lot more than hair. Oh, Lord Jesus, and it says, when I'm awake, I'm still with you.
Amen.
How precious are your thoughts to me,
yes.
O God.
Amen.
How great is the sum of them.
Amen.
If I should count them, they would be more than the sand.
Amen.
When I awake, I'm still with you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I really enjoyed all the sharing this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Wasn't it so good?
Yeah.
Amen. If you enjoyed it, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glad that the Lord ended the sharing with the matter of the body.
Mm-hmm.
As we cover all these different matters of the armor, like Brother Jess said, we just tend to think about me, right? But I was just reminded, as all the saints were sharing, you know, in the book of Philippians, Paul again was in a prison, but he says, you know what? I better read it. Trip over myself. He says, for I know that for me, this will turn out to salvation.
Amen.
So Paul was in the battle. Says, this will turn out to salvation. And he didn't say, because the Lord is with me, or because I have put on the whole armor of God, but he says, through your petition.
Amen.
First your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit. So I just really appreciate, Paul was one who just knew how to be in the body.
Amen.
Whatever situation he is, I appreciate our brother Ernie, but a lot of us have that kind of a week. But if we just stay home, then we we lose.
Amen.
We just are on the floor, like Wilton said. But we're not standing, but when we come,
amen,
just be with the saints,
amen,
in whatever capacity we could be in, we get ourselves where the soldiers are.
Amen.
We get ourselves into the body.
Amen.
And in the body, the Lord is here fighting with us. The Lord is here supplying with us. And especially, I feel like in my experience, the petition with all the saints. Having the saints to pray with, to put on the armor together.
Amen.
I come to Glenn and say, oh, I think I need this. It's actually better to say, Glenn, how about we just pray?
Amen.
When we pray, we put on the armor.
Amen.
It's the best way, is just to pray and to put on the armor.
Amen.
So maybe while we're all here, we can have a little time just to pray together, that we could have a week of putting on the armor.
Amen.
Regardless of what the enemy faces us, and that our daily church life would be strong.
Amen.
So we have a lot of time to put on the armor together.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, gather us day by day.
Amen.
Gather us together to put on the whole armor.
Amen.
To fight the good fight.
Amen.
Keep us in prayer.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah, Lord, remind us this week to pray.
Amen.
Pray in petition.
Amen.
Put on the armor.
Amen.
Stand with one another.
Amen.
That's right. Lord, thank you. We can stand with one another.
Amen.
Prayer and petition for all the saints.
Amen.
Lord, today, this week, release this kind of petition.
Amen.
May we experience you more in the body.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, counsel us to persevere in prayer.
Amen.
Oh, pray that we can apply Christ,
Lord. Amen.
The armor of you, Lord.
Amen.
Pray that make the armor available to us in a practical way.
Amen.
Lord, give us set times to pray.
This week.
Amen.
Amen. Fight with your strength.
Amen.
Lord, may we fight the battle in the body.
Amen.
Yes. Fight the battle in the body.